My understanding is that we'll have salt going out tonight over the streets, and ideally folks can stay off the road again when the snow is coming down.
We're just tired of it, that's all. We can't handle it anymore. We are weak and weepy when it comes to dealing with all the snowballs Mother Nature has thrown in our direction. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America tonight. So, just so you're in the loop on the weather, in the Northeast, they're getting more snow, particularly in the Philadelphia area where it's overnight snow coming down. I laugh because, as many of you know from listening to the show, since I am originally from Philly and South Jersey, I get constant barrages of emails of people telling me the up-to-date forecast in Philly and how brutal it is right now. And between the temperatures and the amounts of snow and all of that kind of stuff, so I'm always up to date on what's happening there. I could probably get a job at Channel 6, which is the big ABC affiliate. Just throw up the green screen and I could tell you what the weather is. So here's the thing. A winter storm ahead for also the Midwest. Snow, some ice, that kind of thing. They call that the wintry mix in Cincinnati and in Washington, D.C. a little bit, and in Pittsburgh. They're getting the same thing. And then you have, like, spring happening in Dallas, Texas, in Atlanta, in Albuquerque, in El Paso, 70s. It's going from 30s last week to 70s. But this is serious business. I mean, you had, you know, with the winter weather, unfortunately, it brings out sometimes the worst in people, meaning the worst when they're just not paying attention sometimes, and freaky things happen, and it's too bad because nobody wants to get that phone call about some kind of a wreck, the blinding snow, chancing it, not paying attention to what's happening, and the craziness that we've already talked about ad nauseum in Atlanta and Raleigh, the people that ended up having to walk, but they knew the weather was coming in. People abandoning cars, all that kind of crazy stuff. I think there is going to be a lot of people that will be happy to see spring officially dance into place here eventually and say goodbye. Then people will be complaining about the drought and the high temperatures. I mean, this is just part of the culture. It's what you do. The certain seasons, things happen. And with Mother Nature, and sometimes it takes a turn where it's a little more wicked than usual, and that's what you start to see. But it has been rough with traveling. There's no doubt about that. You can't deny that. In the Midwest, some of the air traffic is going to be terrible because of now the snow they've gotten there and the weather. So make sure you check if you're flying out anywhere, you're listening to my voice, and you're heading off for other parts, still check the flights. Because through last week, check this number out. This is an amazing statistic. 75,000 flights, domestically I'm saying, have been canceled since December 1st. Do you believe that? 75,000 flights. So it's the highest total since they started to keep track of this, and that they didn't keep track of the numbers that were canceled until the late 80s. So it could have been more at some point. But I think it's insane. 75,000. But you can't have that. I mean, there's just some weather. You can't put planes out in that kind of weather where you can't de-ice it, can't get them up, can't get them to the point where they can land somewhere. I mean, as a traveler, if I'm traveling somewhere to see family or whatever, I certainly don't want to be on that plane where we're rolling the dice. You know, we're rolling the dice with everything else, right? So do we want to roll the dice when it comes to that? No, of course not. Speaking of that, this was kind of a scary deal. Turbulence on a United flight injured some passengers and some people in the crew, too. In fact, three of the crew, two passengers, were hauled off in ambulances. This was a flight that was flying from Denver to Billings, Montana. And what happened was, I guess it hit turbulence when it was descending. So it landed fine and all of that. But there were people with injuries. For example, one woman was jostled so much, she hit the ceiling and cracked the ceiling. And there were 114 people on the plane, so there were some people screaming and hollering and that kind of stuff. The crew was surprised by the all of a sudden having this turbulence, just like the passengers. I suppose that's what was reported, that they said the some of the people coming off the plane said they seemed a little panicked, and they didn't really have an explanation of what was happening there, but they made it down safely and no problems. And this is, you keep hearing about, well, you could have some turbulence, and people blow it off, right? You kind of blow it off. But in some of those pockets, I was thinking it's interesting because flying from Denver, boy, I have flown into Denver a couple of times. I don't know about the rest of you. I mean, here's a great question. Was there ever a moment on a plane, even if you haven't flown that much, when you thought, whoa, I'm not being paranoid, I'm not one of these people that just freaks out about air travel, but I'm a little concerned here. I feel a little shaky about this, because usually it's the turbulence pocket that you hit. And some of those places where you get some bad turbulence, and I think it's because of the mountains, you find in Denver, I think you feel that when you go down in Denver, and you definitely feel it. I used to live in Albuquerque. You feel it when you land in Albuquerque, too. There's something about landing there where you can feel it. So I was surprised when they were talking about the plane going from Denver to Billings that they were kind of caught off guard by that. I wondered if that's a normal thing. There's just some places where you land, and that's one of the things about landing. How you come in, you can, unless I guess you're just used to it, you don't think about it, but I think you can feel the difference compared to, let's say, landing in Kansas City or landing in Dallas or landing in Los Angeles or, you know, pick a place. And I think the feel is a little bit different. And I always attributed that to the mountains, that there was something about the airspace that was different. And that's what changed when you came down so you could feel it. There's no question when you hit one of those pockets, though, it is very jostling when that happens. But if somebody was up and they weren't buckled in tight enough, it'd be very easy, I think, to hit the ceiling. So that's scary if they cracked the ceiling. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk about the effects of Ray Nagin, the former mayor of New Orleans, and the fact that now he's been convicted of, among other things, fraud and a whole bunch of charges that will give him some serious time. And Mayor Nagin was one of those guys you either loved or you hated, and you knew something was wrong when Katrina hit. So we're going to talk to Nedra Enzine from Project 21 coming up in our third segment. But here on the flip side, some odds and ends you want to throw in. Worst flight, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'd all be great. Put your picture on my wall. It reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Before we talk to Nedra here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney, you know, talking and convention about the snowfall, the big whine of the winter, 11 people now have died in Japan because of the record snow there. They are, you want to talk about not being used to snow. In fact, it's higher than that. It's 19. They're not, you want to talk about not being used to the kind of snow that they're getting. They are not used to it at all. And they got more snow over the weekend. So you had a lot of isolated places that got cut off. Nagano, remember that? That was where the Olympics were. It was one of the mountainous areas that was tough to reach. And the Japanese prime minister set up an emergency disaster task force to try to deal with the damage caused by the snowfall. It was that awful. He ordered government departments to do whatever they had to do to avoid anybody freezing to death because they call it isolated, meaning they were in these remote areas. And Tokyo had just under a foot of snow the last day or so after they had had that heaviest snowfall they had had in decades. So there's highway problems, there was, you know, more flights that were canceled, there was a commuter train collision at a station on the outskirts of Tokyo, and they say that was snow related. There were 20 passengers that had minor injuries. And they're talking about advisories and so on and so forth, that they didn't have, you know, this isn't something that they're used to tracking, but they were tracking it. They were tracking the possibility of avalanches and what the snow totals were going to be and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And they're just not used to it. They're just not set up for that kind of weather at all. You think that in the United States there's a panic over no shovels, no salt. There is a massive panic in Japan when that happens, and you have it in the last couple of weeks because they still weren't expecting that. And overall, the total of people injured because of that is 365. That's crazy. After the first time around, they just didn't think they were going to get slammed that way again. And coming in and out of even the big cities is really tough. They don't have the plows, that kind of stuff. They have some, but not to the extent of what they needed, because they don't get that usually. So you want to talk about not being prepared, there you go. Japan, if they're hit again, they'll be prepared. But hit the way they were, not prepared. Not ready for that, clearly. Or you wouldn't have had that many people injured. You wouldn't have that many people who died as a result of that. So, I mean, this is, you know, across the board, which also then starts the conversation about, is it climate change? Is this just a cycle we're seeing? You know, what is it? Now climate change, you can't have a discussion about climate change, a.k.a. weather patterns, scientists, without serious political back and forth now. It didn't used to be so much that way. You know, what is it? Why are we seeing this kind of weather? Do we used to have this kind of weather? What happened? Blah, yada, yada, yada. In fact, I got a couple of emails, and we're going to go to the mailbag in our last segment of this hour. I got one from Wendy who said, Kate, I don't know what's wrong with the people in America that climate change is such a dirty word. Who cares? If we're having climate problems, let's address them. Certainly, let's get the opinions out there. I don't think it is all about green and all about money. I think there is something more deep inside of this. And then got another one from Joe listening to us in the great Sunshine State, Florida, who says, boy, I am so sick of the Al Gore Brigade pumping and dumping on us with their climate change nonsense. Find any scientists who agree on this, and I'll tell you that they don't have the right background for it. I mean, why do we constantly have to hear with no true evidence that we can solidly say we have climate change? Well, the president said last week that California's worst drought in a century was linked to global warming because of greenhouse gas emissions. But that's been disputed by a bunch of scientists. And see, this goes back to that same problem again. Science, scientists wrestling with the equation, and you find plenty on all sides of this. But I think it's worthy to ask, well, what are the credentials? What are they saying? And, you know, obviously, you got one guy, a scientist who his entire life from Columbia University, who said he's pretty sure the severity of it is due to a natural variable. And that's what he does. He's a scientist who studies water-related things. And he says that climate change has played, excuse me, little or no role whatsoever in causing the drought. And he looks at projections with what's going on with the world and says you can't point to that. Even with the driest year that you've seen in California, that there still is no support for those theories that a warming planet has caused California's drought, leading to the water shortage that they're having. Even though they say, sure, the temperatures have been increasing, and the temperatures have been higher in the last couple of months, 10 degrees or so above normal, than in a previous drought. But they say, excuse me, the result has been that any moisture that doesn't, you know, they don't get is evaporating more quickly, and that's just part of the effects of the drought. So they're going through this pattern, but they're part of that is the whole warmer environment, whatever. So it's interesting the push pull. They really fight about this in California. I mean, to the point of blows. There's no cocktail conversation. I mean, to the point of blows. And part of that is the researching and the funding and trying to get those dollars, the dollar grab. So is it the variables? The one scientist who says who studies water his entire career, is he correct versus somebody else who can give the answer that maybe somebody politically wants on either side of this thing? I mean, actually. And that's what we're seeing. But a lot of people blasting the press for saying that the California drought is due to global warming, and it's being disputed by scientists who politically are just aren't working any angle of the thing. In fact, far more scientists have said no, that's not what it is, versus yes, it's severe, but it's not the climate thing. It's, you know, stressed water systems. It's a lot of other things that we could point to versus any kind of climate change. And I think that, like I said, that's the new, because we've heard this word before, but it's the new dirty word in the lingo. Talking about who has the credibility, who has the evidence, and what do they have to gain? I mean, because we can't help but be cynical. What is somebody gaining on one end of it or the other end of it? And that should be part of the conversation, I think. Stay with us. We're talking about Ray Nagin, the former mayor of New Orleans, next here on America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Tonight, we are very pleased to welcome Nadra Enzi to the show, Project 21 member, and he has some interesting thoughts on what we talked about last week. If you wound the clock back and you think of Hurricane Katrina and you think of the mayor then, Ray Nagin, and all the things that happened in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, and you fast forward then, you go backwards, and then you fast forward to what happened last week, his conviction on 20 counts of bribery, money laundering, tax evasion, and a bunch of other fraud. Some people were stunned. Others were not. Nadra, thanks so much for coming on the show. What was your, as all this unfolded, what was your initial reaction?
Disgust that somebody who came in as a consensus candidate, he was supported by white and black, he was supported by Republican and Democrat, he had the largest broadest mandate from the greatest number of constituents to go in there and clean things up. And not only did he not clean things up, he actually made a, if possible, greater mess than the ones that preceded him.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting because, like I said, some people just loved Nagin, thought he was such a great advocate for the city, that he was really unfairly being portrayed at times in the media. So some people were very, very surprised by this. But when you looked at the case against Nagin, like you said, disgust was your reaction, because, of course, you're from Louisiana, and thinking of...
Well, actually, I've lived here. Before.
If you lived in Louisiana, and thinking of what that meant to the people there, I mean, it's, you can't even, I don't think you can put a price tag on what he's cost the people in New Orleans, do you think?
And that's why the response has been so visceral. Now, you do have people feel this is, I call this the blameless black crowd, to feel that this is just another episode of remote control theory, where somebody white with a remote control is behind all this, but they neglect to factor in. Four of the five people who testified against them were white. One man was black. Everybody was facing federal crime, federal time. Nobody got any break. If they had not given him up, they were going to be convicted on their counts. If he had not done anything, they would not have had evidence. And in the information age, or the postmodern age, let's say the age of productivity, what is evidence these days? Email. Not the email.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Certainly email is colorless, if you will, and people, I don't understand this, just don't pay attention to their emails. They think it just goes into the ether and then no one will ever find it. And yet again and again and again, this keeps being the thing, as you mentioned, that convicts people. I was really drawn to a line that you wrote, and you just were talking about this. We can't keep blaming white folks for crime we freely choose to commit. The higher up the food chain we go, the more these trials will be publicized. Some, this is what you wrote, some will say the Nagin case is proof black mayors are inherently corrupt. It's hard for me to buy that one since I live in Louisiana, where a whole lot of white politicians and paymasters are perp walked to prison. So it's equal opportunity, isn't it? Is that what you're trying to say?
Equal opportunity at its highest and finest. You know, we have No small number of officials, great and small, of all ethnicities, who find themselves taking that unpleasant trip to the federal courthouse. So, no, when people want to say that this is used as yet an example that, well, we don't need black mayors in New Orleans, by that same rubric, then Louisiana's most famous governor, Edwin Edwards, he just got out of prison. And he was widely embraced. The coroner from a neighboring parish, that's the local version of counties, he just got indicted. I mean, we can go down the list of people who have been indicted. It's a very large, prestigious, and integrated club.
So true. Do you ever get tired of that? You get tired of this whole thing of immediately we have to jump to either side of this, because we're just sitting here describing this. It's like it's another thing that you wrote. Exempting black criminals because of real or imagined racism only cheapens our lives and promises more scenes like today. When do we get to this point? You know, I've traveled abroad. I'm sure you've met people from other countries. Maybe you've traveled abroad, too. And I've talked to people in England and France and in other places who think it's almost barbaric the way we are. They don't understand how the cries of racism exist and all these problems are still here. What do you say to that?
I say that roughly, we're 50 years roughly out of legal apartheid in America. And if you throw in the Great Society and what the left has done, instead of moving past that, which we have to a large extent, remember, the same people who say that there's a remote control controlling black crime also have to concede that you have a biracial president who identifies as black. They also have to concede that the number one law enforcement officer for this country, the United States Attorney General, he's also black. So we have got to kind of upgrade our commentary, but people are still saying, and what I try to get a lot of my peers to realize is, if looking for white supremacy, if that's your, if you feel that's the great explanation for what's going on in the black community, then why is it you never look at these liberals around you who have destroyed your family, who have co-opted your elected officials, who have taken your vote and put it on the shelf and ritually dusted off only for re-election and then put it back on the shelf? There's more than enough evidence there. Instead of saying, well, if there's a drive-by shooting tonight, Mitt Romney did it. If there's employment discrimination, it must be the Tea Party. If certain areas of town are inundated with crack dealers and crack addicts, it must be because of the GOP. No, no, you need to look a lot closer. We have to look to ourselves as a community, and we have to look to also our number one political allies, which regrettably, at this time period, are liberals.
Yeah, and why do you think that is? Why hasn't there been, I don't want to call it a changing of the guard, but why haven't things flipped over? Project 21, for example, black conservative point of views. There are many, many people that, just like anybody else of any ethnic background, any color, any whatever you want to call it, you have plenty of opinions and ideologies and whatnot. So why wouldn't the black community embrace that and have that?
Cultures take time to change. Even in Jim Crow, we had a stable family and traditional values. Roughly 40, 50 years of social engineering later, we have anything but. Project 21 came about in the wake, or at least I first became aware of it, in the wake of the Clarence Thomas hearings, when I started seeing Project 21 members at the National Press Club and having conferences that were carried on C-SPAN. So here we are in 2014, particularly with social media, we're having even more platforms to help change the dialogue and in turn change the culture. So it's happening. But like every other cultural change, it just has to gain momentum. And in the black community, many people hold traditional values. That's not the issue. Their vote and their level of tolerance for elements of the Democratic Party and certain progressive ideals that are 180 in the direction of their base, that's where the change is going to have to come. You know, I really don't focus so much on telling people what party you need to affiliate with. I need to tell people you need to vote your values, and you need to support those initiatives that reflect your values, and you need to stop giving a pass to somebody simply because he has a D behind his name.
Boy, so well said. Absolutely true. You know, the other disappointing thing I think that happens is, again, in traveling and talking to people and voting in countries where you actually can vote, you don't have a gun held to your head, is that more people never don't go out there and vote. As somebody who's politically active, as you said, don't worry about the D or the R. It's about your values and look at things that way. Wouldn't it be great if we just saw the vote explode on that?
Personally, it would be like heaven on earth. But what I find even more distressing is now the Attorney General is talking about we need to give felons the right to vote. And, you know, I come from the inner city, grew up in the same demographic or surrounded by the same demographic that he's talking about. Personally, I think he's doing it because 2014 is coming up and he needs to get something to get the liberal and the independent vote stirred up. Here's the sad reality. People, the registered voters, the ones who are not felons, who can vote, who are actually on the voting rolls or eligible to register to vote, don't vote. You know, the franchise is literally rotting on the vine. Many inner city polling places have to be closed, not because somebody's trying to be a segregationist and suppress the black vote, but because not enough people in those districts and those precincts are coming out and voting. So when you throw all this smoke and mirrors out there about you want to get convicted crack dealers and bank robbers the right to vote again, which they can in most states if they go through a process. So if we wave the magic wand to do that, they're hoping, including some Rand Paul Republicans too, that you're just going to have this influx of grateful ex-cons who are just going to lay their vote on the party who recognizes them. And the sad part is, felon and non-felon are really indifferent. Most feel the political process does not address their needs and, frankly, doesn't care about them. But, you know, this is the American reality. This is the mountain of apathy we've got to climb.
Yeah, mountain of apathy. It's one step at a time, I'll tell you. Nadra Enzi, don't be a stranger. Terrific stuff. Enjoyed speaking with you. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you very much.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
After 70 years, it's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Lots of opinions across this great nation and even outside our borders as well. So I always solicit them, of course. AmericaTonight.net. If you want an event, that's the place to go. Click on contact, and just like that, you're in. Many of you venting this time around. And with that, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Let's start with this one. Kate, I don't know if you heard about the turbulence on that United flight. I will tell you, I fly frequently, sometimes twice a week, to different cities, and I have encountered turbulence more than I care to think about. If I can, I try to stay buckled in throughout the entire flight, unless I have to get up and use the bathroom. That's it. I'm not lollygagging in the aisles anywhere for fear of what could happen. So I'm not surprised somebody was hurt this time around. it was bound to happen. In fact, I think it's happened on a couple of flights. And yeah, that's true. I mean, if you fly, you probably even know, if you fly a lot, you know better than I. If you're flying twice a week, that's a lot of flights a month, and then add that up for the year and what that is. And I think it depends, that I was saying this earlier, it depends on where you're flying in and out of and the particular weather pattern. I mean, are you talking about thunderstorms and something they don't foresee happens, or, you know, what is it that caused that turbulence? It is, I'll tell you what, it is scary when that happens. It happened to me on the flight. It happened to me on the flight from Miami to Grenada, and going into a small airport and a tiny runway, and the space, you know, it just seemed like there wasn't a lot of space. It was fine. I mean, the pilot was great, landed the whole thing, but coming down, I guess we had a little bit of weather, and he talked about it. He talked about the turbulence. So pretty much everybody was down, and they were ready to go. I mean, they were. That was it. We're all buckled up. Nobody's floating around in the aisles anywhere, including the crew. But if it comes on all of a sudden, you can't. How do you fault any? You know, how can you fault somebody in the crew that's up? They're not expecting that, and that's what they have to do. They have to. They're up and down on that plane the entire time it's in the air, except for landing and takeoff. Let's take another one. This one is from Bud. It's funny that we have two Buds, Bud in New Jersey, but this is a different Bud. This is Bud in South Carolina, and he says, "Hey, how you doing, gal? Really like America tonight. I have to tell you, the Olympics, I do not care about. I wonder what the overall ratings are for the Olympics. I've seen just a tiny bit, but I really had to force myself to watch. I can't say that I haven't watched the Olympics in the past. I'm a huge football fan. But because I want to see the Americans win mainly in the summer games, I guess I've watched. But I find these Olympics very, very boring. I'm not sure I can put my finger on it. I've heard you talk about it a couple times, and I've listened so that I can know what the medal count is, but I don't care about the Olympics. I wonder if there are other people just like me." I think that there are a lot of people that aren't into the Winter Olympics, so that's part of it. People will watch more in the summer, identify more in the summer, you know, that kind of thing, I guess. It's funny you ask about the ratings, because I was looking up the ratings, and the primetime ratings are not what they were 4 years ago when the Olympics were in Vancouver. I just read a piece in the LA Times about that. They usually put the numbers out, and they say Sunday night NBC had 21.3 million viewers for their primetime then, and they had that whole ice dancing thing, and they were teasing that. So that probably got them some leverage. But there's a 9 to 12 hour time difference between Sochi, Russia, and the U.S. And I think that's got to be part of it. That's what it seems like to me versus what Vancouver was. And then plus the fact the Winter Games are ever as popular as the summer. However, Vancouver was higher than what these are. 14% drop off from Vancouver. They're averaging 23.2 million viewers in primetime overall. So overall it's down. And you think advertisers, what are their ratings expectations? And I guess they would figure there would be some difference. I think because of the crazy time zone thing affecting it, but still, when you look at network TV, if you just looked at it purely from the amount of people watching, 23 or 21 is high compared to what the network television ratings would be when you have some show on. So from that perspective, from the advertising point of view, you'd be getting more eyeballs, seemingly, on the products than you would with whatever the normal prime time show is, whether it's like a CSI, which is highly rated. It's not anywhere in the ballpark of 20 or 21. It's, you know, somewhere around 10 or 11 million, something like that. All right, let's go in a different direction. This one comes to us from Cheryl, who is listening in the great state of Kentucky. She says, Kate, how were you? I'll tell you what, I really miss hearing your tones in the overnight, and we have definitely hit up the station a few times. A bunch of us have, just so you know. Every time I go to the airport, it seems my flights are canceled. So I think I need to just stay put. I've had meetings where we've ended up with conference calls and four trips that were canceled. Whenever I have to go on the road, there's a snowstorm or there's ice or something else. But I got to tell you, I don't want to travel in that nonsense. So I'm very happy when the flights are canceled ahead of time. Yeah, the worst is if you don't check, you're rushing around, don't check, go to the airport, then the flight's canceled, then you got to go through white-knuckling it all the way back, which is what happened to get to the airport, I would imagine. And I've already said the statistic, but 75,000 domestic flights since December 1st have been canceled. So chances are you might have been canceled. You might have gone to the airport and found that your flight was actually canceled. I feel badly for the people, and there's been probably more of that this year, who are coming in from somewhere, have to catch a flight or whatever, and they're stuck at the airport. So they're on a cot, at least they have a cot, and then they got to wait for blankets. They're coming around with blankets, and then you grab a blanket, and it's got to be the worst feeling to sleep overnight in the airport, but what are you going to do? I mean, if the roads are just totally iced, there's no room nearby, there's no way to get to it, I think pretty much you're stuck. And so you have to stay there, but you have to try to figure out a way to keep warm. And plus then with your stuff, if you travel with a lot of stuff, you might be worried about that. You don't want to nod off too much. And I don't know, that's got to be a rough situation. I've fallen asleep in an airport seat before, but I've never, waiting for a plane, but I've never slept overnight. Knock on wood, I'm really knocking on it, ever. I've never slept overnight anywhere on an airport floor or on a cot somewhere. But I think a lot of people that never had done that, unfortunately, found themselves in that situation this time around. All right, you know what to do. Remember, you got some thoughts, send them to me, americatonight.net.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.